The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
You never had it so good.
You never had
Mister.
It so good.
You never had it so good.
You never had it so good.
You never had it so good, sister.
Miles
of happy faces,
Star.
Different styles and races. Still, we're one big neighborhood.
You never, I mean never, ever had it so good.
Good morning, good morning, Joe Piscopo. There it is. We're getting Frank. Al, he got out. There he is. The Cthulhu reveal. I love it. Hey, good morning, Joe, on the radio. We're on TV. You know what's so funny with children now? These kids nowadays, they don't even look at, like, we used to, the baby boomers would watch ABC, CBS, and NBC. That would be it, right? Then now it's like, now this is TV where you have YouTube and you got Facebook. So we're YouTubing and Facebooking like the young kids today. These kids today, they get to watch us. So you get to watch this. So as we come on the air, see, I'm looking at myself on the air, and I have a Band-Aid over what was my 13 stitches for me bumping my head on New Year's Eve, you know? So silly. And, you know, it's just the reason I think I got the stitches, because that's the lightest. You know when you see a boxer and he gets hit and it's in the head and he starts to bleed? Like the Bayonne bleeder, right? Like Chuck Wepner. I'm the Jersey bleeder. I bled because it was that little delicate part of the head. Anyway, I think the Band-Aid is worse than what this. I got the Steri-Strips on, and I got all my stitches out yesterday, and it's all good. And I'm trying to think, maybe I should just lose the whole Band-Aid. But, well, either or. Yeah, I'm looking on the camera now. We may have to just lose it. And also, I did not get a good shaving. So, remember this? You know, I know my Harry's razors are home. So look, this is, who remembers this? I'm going to show you on camera. No. It's this, look at this. It's the Norelco three-head razor. Remember that? My son bought me this, and it's like the old, remember when Santa Claus came, the commercial Santa Claus came gliding down on the razor? So this actually is an electric razor, like back in the old days, that I keep in my office, and I just kind of ran in late. I called the Uber car, and I hit the Apple, but Apple is so, like, quirky on the Apple phone, and it didn't go through. So I walk out expecting to see my driver. No driver there. So now I got to hail a cab down at the new hotel. So the cab was actually there, so it all worked out good, and I'm here, and we're ready. We're locked, and we're loaded. And it's 8 minutes after 6 o'clock, and we are on the air on AM 970, The Answer. But you can check us out on AM970TheAnswer.com. On YouTube and Facebook. And you know what? Well, I'm just going through this whole thing with the president. I was so proud of myself as we had Colonel Douglas McGregor on yesterday when he said, see, I think everything should be kind of covert. You know, I'm an old-fashioned guy. Like, and I asked the colonel yesterday. Matter of fact, we got to grab that audio because I said, Colonel, President Eisenhower, and this was way back in the 50s, man, and President Eisenhower, if you're younger, Dwight D. Eisenhower was the supreme Allied commander of all the European theater during the Second World War. This was a smart man. He was very, very measured, very measured. He would have big stars like, of course, George Marshall, of course, is General Marshall, but it was George Patton was his guy. Remember, and you see the Patton movie where he and Eisenhower kind of went back and forth because Patton was very flamboyant. And General Eisenhower was very measured. So when he came and became president of the United States, people would get whacked all the time. We'd whack everybody. The CIA would do it, and we never heard about it. And it was called what we used to know as covert action. And they would say, oh, President Eisenhower, this one, yeah, oh, I didn't know that. And I'm thinking that's maybe the way we should have taken out Soleimani. Just quiet. Whoops, what happened? I don't know. I have no idea what happened, you know, because now you make a big thing about it that you can't tell me Everybody in Iran is like happy about is sad about this guy, and they're marching the streets. And meantime, they're marching the streets. 35 people, rest their souls, got trampled to death yesterday, and it's like crazy. That's like crazy over there, you know. So it's good that this guy's dead. We'll see what the ramifications are. That's what's going to be. And then, so that's the story, and we'll see where we are on that. You know what? I would like to suggest that Congressman Ilhan Omar just keeps quiet. Boy, maybe it's because guys like me get irritated and talk about it. Maybe it's because they put it out there. Because as soon as a tweet from Omar comes out, I go, how could she say that? You know, she goes after the president and says he did it because he wanted business in his hotels or something like that. She's got to just stop. I mean, this woman, she's the one that said, remember when they talked about 9/11, when she was addressing her Islamic fundamentalist group, and she said, I believe that's what it was. And she said, oh, yeah, 9/11, that's when somebody did a little something like that. What? And yet she's enraged about the taking out of a mass murderer. I mean, she's got to stop. Rashida Tlaib's got to stop. And this is why I left the party. They're letting wackos in. And they are hijacking the Democratic Party, and they're good Democrats. I talked to my buddy yesterday over at Fox News, Robert Wolf, a great guy. He's a diehard Democrat, Joe Biden guy. You know what? Nice guy. We went back and forth. Just civil and nice. And those are the people that could win for the Democratic Party, but they should just shun them aside. And they go after people like Ilhan Omar and criticizing the president. And that's just got to stop. We should all stick together on this. And then this, when John Bolton, one of our favorite guests before he went to the administration, he's a great guy because he used a landline, and he was just a great guest, John Bolton. So now he stepped away from the Donald Trump administration. Now he's saying, I will testify in the trial. The impeachment is a hoax. It's a fake story. It's a fake story. And we got to listen. Oh, John Bolton may testify. Testify for what? There's nothing to testify. There was not. It's just going to go away. But they make that the narrative. See what I'm saying? That's why I'm here for you in the morning, to tell you exactly. It's a fake narrative. Please put that all aside. And don't even think about it. My goodness gracious, they're making up the stories. And then, you know, I go back and forth with my kids. I always keep in touch with the kids. I was in the city last night, but I text back and forth. And Mikey, you know, my 17-year-old, goes, Dad, is World War III going to start? This is what I get from my children. Because this is what they hear at school. You know, and it's not the teacher, it's just everybody. It's inflamed by the news media. Oh, World War III is going to start. And so now I got to talk him down. I got to explain to him exactly the inner workings of politics in America, and how no one really cares. The politicians in Washington do not care about how you and I. They just care about their own careers, their own pension and welfare, their own private gym, their own drivers, and their own lives, and their power and control in Washington, D.C. They could care less about you and me. They are owned by lobbyists, and swamp it is. And you got a guy trying to drain the swamp in Donald J. Trump. And so, you know, let the games begin. It's like a fight for that. Fortunately, we have a great, I don't even want to call him a politician. He's a great guy. He's a great public servant. Congressman Peter King is with us this morning. My friend Dr. Janet Neshawat is going to be with us, medical director at CityMD and TV medical news analyst. And this flu season, excuse me, is it crazy? What's going on? I mean, Maybe I don't know. I don't even think it. See, but I don't want to say it. I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good, except for the knock on my head. I feel pretty good. So what? With the Mike Gallagher is going to join us. Anthony Pope, he is a supreme legal analyst. I want to talk to him about this Harvey Weinstein thing. I'm not buying the Walker Harvey. I mean, due respect to Arthur Idala, who we love, whose firm is representing Weinstein with the Walker. That was a little pushy, a little bit. He's not using it. You got to use the Walker. He's like pushing it in front of him. Weinstein, did you see him on TV? He's like pushing it in front of him. He's walking fine. How you got to act a little bit, Harvey? You hired a million actors. You should act a little bit, or throw the Walker away. And Stacey McCormick is my business partner down in Retro Fitness. So we're very excited to have Retro Fitness advertising with us. And I'm very excited about the gym, a great gym. If you're listening to my voice and you're outside of Flemington, New Jersey, you get a chance to go down there. We invite you to come on down, because if you buy a membership, listen to this. This isn't a commercial. This is a great deal. You give one away. How cool is that? So it's Joe on the radio. We're locked and we're loaded. I feel good. And you know what? Look what I got. I have all your cards and your letters.
Remember that Dean Martin used to say, got all your cards and letters. I got all these cards and letters. I'll try to open them. Look, a little snare drum someone sent me. I apologize. I'm just getting back to my Facebook stuff now. So I apologize. I don't get back to you soon enough because I'm going to try to do it. I got this for Frank. This is like a preliminary. No, it's just a preliminary thing because I wanted to say, Frankie, Merry Christmas.
You're already very generous in giving several Modell's Sporting Goods gift certificates.
Well, that's really from Mr. Modell to the staff, but thank you very much. Because you know what I'm saying?
You want me to open it now?
Yes. And George, good morning, and thank you for being there. George, Yuri is here, and we are Russia colluding with you're Russian, right? So we're colluding with you this morning. Thank you very much. Mert is here. Kara, thank you, Kara. Just great to have you back from Arizona.
Bourbon-infused coffee.
Come on now. Come on now.
This is great.
I don't know how I found it, and it was just a minor gift. Can I tell you what I want to plan here, and I need your help on this? Al, good morning to
you. Good morning.
So
I'll show you Frank's gift that he got me, but you know,
yeah,
nobody cares.
It's a good show what he got.
Nobody
cares. This is great. Watch.
This is what he gives me.
Look at this.
Take a look on the camera here. Booster cables for my car. Have you ever received booster cables?
Those are good booster cables. I must say.
Is it for you or is
it
for your car?
For me.
Can you connect them to yourself? Maybe.
But the best part is,
I need at my age one of the booster cables, the thing that you can defibrillator.
No kink and tangle free. Fits top and side port batteries. Oil, gas, and acid resistant. Resistant is spelled wrong.
Yeah, I didn't.
And it includes a storage bag.
That's the way they spell resistance in China. It's okay.
I didn't catch the spelling error. But yeah, I was always having
here's
car
what I
problems.
Wanted, I love you guys like brothers. So here we go.
How
do I say thank you? I know you're going to say cash.
You
right?
said it. Thank you. No. Not
so I think
but,
we
you
should
know,
have
you make
Frankie.
Check,
we should have
too.
A. I should have a party for everybody because I was going to get the cannolis. Remember I said I'll bring the cannolis up.
Right.
So, I know we have a station Christmas party, but maybe Dr. Rock and I, because Dr. Rock's the guy that brought me here, my dear friend. Maybe we have a little gathering. And I invite because a lot of people, even at Fox News, my friends, everybody comes. Isn't that a great idea?
You want to do it here or at your house?
I'd like to do my house.
House is too far. Get lost.
Yeah.
Half the people that get lost.
My estate called Witness Protection. Yeah.
Right.
You'll never find it.
Hey, Joe, we're almost there. Is the party still going on? Or we'll invite the former mayor of Atlantic City. He'll show up on the wrong day. So,
No. So, yeah. Probably in New York. Something like in New York.
Okay. Good idea. I think it's a great idea.
And you'll give me the list.
Not available.
You won't show up.
No, I won't.
You won't. You won't show up. And you know,
I'll send a representative. Apparently, Hank Porpora's son apparently allegedly looked like me at Frank's New Year's Eve party. Apparently, people were coming up to him thinking it was me. I'll send him.
Oh, God.
He can go.
Hank's son actually wore a name tag that said, "I'm not Al," because so many people kept asking him.
It's great. So, anyway, help me out there because I'm going to sit down, George. Thank you. So, it's like, I don't know where, I don't know how, but we have a little thing. And maybe with some
This is never going to happen.
Yeah, I bet you. No, it will. I think it will. Because I don't know.
You think it will.
Because, you know, everybody's so nice. Like there's one of the producers at Fox. So they come up. They say, hi. I'm doing what you're doing at the show. They're so nice. They're so respectful. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I send the cannolis to Mr. Cavuto, but maybe we do a little gathering.
I think that sounds great. I'm happy to help organize that.
We could sing. We could sing.
Wow.
Huh?
You're gonna,
I don't know about that.
You do
so many appearances on Fox now. They're going to call it Joe News Channel.
Yeah,
the president will finally tweet for you.
Well, you know, I'm embarrassed. I tell you what I'm embarrassed. Here,
what are you embarrassed?
7 after 6. 6 17. Which is my birthday, 6/17. That's what I saw. So... We went and did America's Newsroom with Sandra Smith. She's so smooth, by the way. She's just wonderful. And Bill Hemmer. I love Bill Hemmer. Ed Henry's taking over American Newsroom on January 20th, which is going to be great. But Bill's great. Bill goes to 3 o'clock. And Sandra's so smooth. I called Patricia Arquette, Rosanna Arquette. She corrected me so eloquently on camera. Oh, I know you meant Patricia. And I said, that's exactly what I meant. It was great. And then Neil wanted me. So I went downstairs to Neil. And Neil and I had a great shot. It was so much fun. He goes, what happened to your head? We started talking about that and just having some fun there. But then I get an email this morning, from Trish Regan's show.
Oh, boy.
She's so great with us on the air.
Yeah.
And she's such a nice person, and I didn't even
and
get back.
And quite an audience in prime time
as
well.
Yeah, I just apologized, and they got you see, the emails, I don't read my emails. Mm. The texts I will read. If you text me and it pops up, I'll read it.
Was it a group email?
No. It was directly to me. It was so polite. Michael, the producer, so I apologize on the air to Trish Regan's people because I would have definitely done that last night. So, but I got some rest last night.
Good.
I went to the doctor. I got my stitches out.
All right.
But it looks worse with the Band-Aid. You take the Band-Aid out and put but you can't put makeup on the stirrup strip. What's it called? The stirrup strip?
I don't know. I'm not a medical professional. We are going to have a medical professional.
You know what? That's great.
So maybe they, maybe
can
she can answer
all your
those
medical
questions. Yeah, any questions you have?
Although when we've had
write
her
down
in,
a litany of medical questions.
I love
when
her.
We've had her.
I saw her at Fox News.
You've tended
the other day
to ask her personal questions instead of medical
medical questions. Right. Yeah.
You saved the medical questions for us.
Well, she, right. Did she move up from Maryland? Did she move
yes, exactly. And again, it is
please ask her again.
So my eyes are going because I'm getting old, you know. And I'm trying to look at it. I remember Dr. Neshawat is from she's from medical director at City MD. And TV. So I saw MD that Frankie wrote for me. And I thought, oh, so you're up from Maryland. I see MD. I thought it was, oh, you're up from Maryland. So now I know, okay, now I need glasses. So I say to, I said, Mary, I checked with Mary and Frankie V, our sales guys. I was with the sales team last night, had a great time. And then Laura apparently is going to Dr. Della Russo.
Terrific.
I'm getting my eyes done.
Wonderful.
Are you going to go with me, you guys?
Yes, yeah. I thought we had a whole thing
let's all
scheduled.
Do it. Let's all do it.
Absolutely.
Well, they've done our eyes.
Well, you're
Della Russo did our eyes 10 years ago.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Is this the last 10 years?
I can still see.
Yeah, so. I can't. You are.
All right. I'm
you
Frank.
Are. You're Frank. Hank Pecora's son.
That's right, Jim. I'm Jim. Bill?
Oh, Lord. So anyway, we got a lot to do. We got our eyes fixed. We got a party to plan. Right. I'm telling you.
None of these things are going to happen. None of these things. I can't wait to see this party. I cannot wait to see
this. I got to check with Dr. Rock. Dr. Rock Positano. We gotta, he knows the best restaurants in town. Unless we go out to Michael's of Brooklyn.
Oh, boy. That's an idea.
That's not a bad idea, huh? Get everybody.
My question on this one is, who's paying?
Yeah. Well, that's why I asked Dr. Rock to put it all together.
Nice. All right. Well, there we go. Now we got it.
I saw that one.
Yeah.
You immediately said
that's why Frank was non-committal. He's good idea.
I'm so cheap. Yeah. I want to have everybody's welcome. Come on, Norton. Let's have a party. Dr. Rock, you want to come? You're invited.
Frank's hand's still shaking from the last party.
Oh, man. Did you incur the expense of all that down there?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was expensive. I bought the food for everybody. But this year, everybody brought their own cheese. So we had about over 40 different.
There's a million ways we can go.
No,
that one.
We had about 40 different types of cheeses, maybe more.
Wow.
So, so I didn't really pay for
sorry
the cheese.
Sorry we missed that.
Yeah, I'm really sorry we missed that. Good thing people were mistaking me for somebody else.
Yeah, is this a present for me, Frank?
Yes, that's for you. Yes. Merry Christmas.
Frank doesn't want when we interrupt you.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
He's going to look, pretty soon you're going to have your own show. You're going to have your own show. I predict midday. You'd rather do a night show, wouldn't you?
You know what? Honestly, I'm happy just to be able to work in radio
work
and make
all
a living.
Yes.
Honestly, there are a lot of very talented radio people that are not working. So.
Well, that's another thing. I got to have a party at home with all the New York. No, wait. You know what we'll do? We'll invite the other morning radio personalities.
Oh, good.
It's a great idea.
Can Dr. Rock afford a hall? Because that's what we're going to need at this point. The more people that you're adding
on. Wayne Cabot and Glenn Shuck and I are supposed to get together. And we always say, let's get together. These are the great news
that's
anchors.
Been going on for about 7 months now. So you see where I have a problem with this whole party
and Glenn's
thing?
Glenn's a great guy. He always goes, Joe, we get together. And Wayne lives like two blocks from me. And I still haven't gotten together.
Joe will plan it. Joe plan a date.
I won't
to be like,
show
it's
up.
A great date. It's going to be fantastic. He'll be in Italy with Perillo. Like, that's the date he'll plan.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that, man. That's
invite the heads
fun.
Of all the five radio families. Have them all whack while he's out there.
No, that's a great parody. Great parody. Yeah. We go whack them all. No, we can invite them all. We'll invite them all. We'll invite Sid and Bernie and everybody.
Strachi,
Cugno.
Tataya.
Tataya.
And somebody's walking in with
a car. Tataya's a pimp. He's a pimp. I never knew to this day. It was Bazzini all along. Hey, 623. Hi, Debbie. How are you? Are you coming to my party?
Yes, I'll be there. Just let me know when it is. I know that you're trying to plan this.
Good luck with that,
Glenn.
So, should I take the? I'm thinking the Band-Aid. You can't really see the Band-Aid. It's a little
Well, you can see it, but you know what? It kind of gets camouflaged right in. You know.
You're the best. Anyway, I'm going to shave further, and Debbie's got the traffic for you this morning on 6:23. We're getting our morning started at an AM 970. The answer. Thanks, Deb.
Joe, good morning to you. Good morning, Frank and Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's go out to the 2 and 3 trains heading uptown. We're seeing some delays because of a debris spill at Eastern Parkway. Let's also go to the downtown A train delays as well this morning. Taking a ride to the eastbound Gowanus, slowing down through the Prospect. Ed Koch, 59th Street Bridge. Inbound upper, watch out. Looks like an overturned coffee cart over there. LIE westbound building through Main Street in Queens. No major problems over the Queens Midtown Tunnel. over on the Cross Bronx West, slowing down through 3rd Avenue. Inbound GWB, that's 10, Lincoln 15, Holland about 20 minutes in. 21 South heavy through Newark, getting down toward 280. And we're seeing some volume on the Garden State Parkway North at 138 with an accident in the process of being cleared. Let's check in on the forecast. Partly cloudy today, high of 42. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 40. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. How are you? 624 right now. You know, this, our Italy trip with Steve Perillo, just about sold out. I don't want you to be, I do not want you to be left out, because I kept hearing that. This is what I felt bad about. We would get together. We became a family with this wonder. Debbie and I, we had such a great time in Frankie Five Boroughs when we went to Italy. So, but now people are going, Joe, I wanted to go. How do I go now? This is how you go now. You got to go to PerilloTours.com, or you can call Janice over at Perillo, 800-431-1515, right? So if you do that, because you know what? The trip is closing out. The special trip will be closing out on January 16th. So we have a final day. January 16th is, so if you've kind of been putting it off, we want you to join us. We want you to go Easter in Rome. It's going to be Steve Perillo, myself. Steve is meticulous when he puts these trips together. And you could talk to anybody who's been on a Perillo tour. You will go. You will be in 4- and 5-star hotels. I will be performing in Rome, which is really a thrill for me, because the audience is there. You are there. And then, of course, we have all of our brothers and sisters in Italy there. The staff at these beautiful hotels, you know, and some family members. I see children that I didn't even know I had. Not really. The guy just looked remarkably like me. I'm just saying, in Italy. So we invite you to go Easter in Rome. Then we're going to go to Tuscany. We're going to sit in Tuscany for a while and take some day trips here and there, you know, around the Tuscan countryside. Siena. You have to see Siena. This is going to be one of the great Perillo tours, and we invite you to go with us, okay? As they celebrate, Perillo celebrates their 75th year in business, all right? So you have till January 16th. That is the hard cutoff date, so please don't delay. We're trying to extend this as much as I can, because I know that sometimes you got busy with the holidays and you didn't get to the... Give us a call today, all right? 800-431-1515, 800-431-1515, ask for Janice, or go here, please, for the Perillo Piscopo Eastern Rome Tour, PerilloTours.com.
Hold fast!
The best picture of the year is 1917. Raves Forbes magazine.
We've got orders to cross here.
That is the German front line.
It's a soaring tribute to heroism that's both epic and intimate.
We need to keep moving!
The best war movie since Saving Private Ryan.
There's only one way this ends. Last man standing.
1917. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Now playing in select theaters. Everywhere Friday.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Am I bothering you putting my computer over my microphone button now? Is that the problem? Is that a problem for you right now?
Can
you
see? Yes.
Hey, Pine.
No.
Hello. Is this on? Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's a goofy move. You know, everything's good. We're doing all right. I'm so tired of the negative news. We're just lightening it up a little bit this morning. I wanted to tell you, though, how you can get a great deal from Mike Lindell. He is our buddy over at MyPillow. He is the CEO of MyPillow, and he appreciates you. He appreciates you coming and making MyPillow the great company that it is today. So it gives you these deals. This is Mike Lindell. He's a great guy with a huge heart. So you can buy one, get one free now on those Giza sheets, plus free shipping. You hear what I'm telling you? Today, you buy one, get one free. It's on Giza sheets, plus free shipping. Plus, you have nothing to lose. Because when you get the sheets, free shipping, and you buy one, then you get another one for free. MyPillow has extended the 60-day money-back guarantee through March 1st. So you bang, you are covered on this. You have nothing to lose. Plus a 10-year warranty on all MyPillow products. You may want to pick up a MyPillow. This is what I sleep on every night. MyPillow.com. Check out the MyPillows. Check out the towels. Check out the mattress toppers. But right now, buy one, get one free. Today, boom, on Giza Sheets, plus free shipping. MyPillow.com. Go to the radio listener specials. That's Mike's way of saying thanks to you. You can call, too. Some folks like to call 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Or again, MyPillow.com. Please remember the promo code AM 970.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at AM970TheAnswer.com.
What?
Tommy, can you hear me?
What?
Can you feel me near you?
Joe Biscopo on the radio.
Tommy, can you see me?
What's that you say?
No, don't start. Don't start. I have. You know what? My discipline this morning is not going to be good.
Hello? Hello?
Now, that is Al's impression of one of our favorite callers.
Hello?
Hey, I'm going to read my letters, and thank you so much. I apologize for not getting... Look at this.
Letters.
Look at this great
guy.
Look at it. Look at this letter with Frank's a picture of Frank Sinatra. This is from Linda. Linda in Brooklyn. Yeah. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Whatever.
There you go.
Whatever.
We're going to read our letters. Look at this with Frank on it, and it's from Linda in Brooklyn. Okay, we're not going to open that one. Let's move on to the next one. Very good.
All right, we got it.
How you couldn't tell that
I'll
wasn't from Linda?
It's okay.
Look at how many stamps are on that letter.
All right, I'm okay. I'm all right.
Look at how many stamps.
It's nice. I'll open these up. I appreciate it. I will open them up.
No. Yeah. You look at each one. You went, nah.
I'll get my assistant at the station is giving me. That's right. You're on your own. My office is such a mess. It's all Christmassy. There's books and everything else. Yes, Sam.
Did you see this story? So apparently last week, beginning of the new year, people are trying to park at New York City parking meters, right? They go to put their credit card in. The credit card is not working. Why? Because the parking meters were never meant to work past 2019. The computer software company or whatever that had set up the meters.
Well, it's not that they were never meant to. The vendor that they selected didn't use the software that had it unable to.
Right, okay.
But they were always intended to
Okay,
work
so what happens? So people parked without paying, figuring if they got a ticket, the city would say, you know what, don't worry about it, you won't have to pay the ticket. Well, the city announced yesterday, our bad that we screwed up, but guess what? If you got a ticket, you still have to pay. Because you could have used coins.
Typical.
You could have used our NYC parking app.
So,
how absurd is this? A city of 9-10 million people, and you don't have parking meters that work effectively. Mind the fact that most people use credit cards to pay for things now. Nobody has coins in their car. Nobody, and a lot of people don't want to use a parking app because half the time it doesn't work.
Yeah. They say that by Thursday, all the meters will be fixed. As of yesterday, they said 2/3 have been repaired. But yeah, if you're one of the people that gets a ticket because you don't have any cash on you, then that doesn't do you a lot of good.
And then Governor Dumbbell Cuomo.
Wait a second.
So yesterday he says, okay, we need more trains. We need more train space. So what are we going to do? We're going to buy out an entire block in Manhattan to create 8 more train lines, right? That's a great idea. The state is suddenly going to pay billions of dollars to buy a whole city block.
Well,
I don't believe that for a second.
He'll get somebody private to do it. Probably.
Then he goes and rescues a guy out of a car.
Did you see it?
They have video of him cutting the guy out of the. Stop yourself! Why do you have to do that?
Wait, I have to tell you something. Wait, let me just try. I always try to keep it positive. Governor Cuomo, agree with him or not, is so savvy politically. He has looked good. He will go out with the Jewish community and he'll speak. And he's just good at politics. Andrew was great at politics. That, I have to tell you, though, when I saw that, and I'm glad the guy was okay. There was an accident and they had a phone video of the governor going cutting the guy out of his car.
Let me go get the guy. Get the phone. Are you ready? Are you ready? Okay, here we go. Cut.
You Come have on. The FDNY there, the number one first responder
state
in the
troopers.
In the world. Yeah. State troopers, police. Local police. I mean, we have, and by the grace of God, we are so fortunate, these hardworking folks, first responders and the police.
He's a blowhard. He had to go in there and rescue the guy. Come on. And then video it and put it out on Twitter. That's ridiculous.
That's absurd. Walk me through it. And he's welcome to call. The governor is welcome to call, and in a lighthearted manner, because he doesn't call the show, because God forbid, he'll call. Maybe John,
I hope somebody...
John Catsimatidis can answer, because he will go on Mr. Catsimatidis' show. So wait a minute. So the governor's, you're driving, you're the governor, and you have your entourage. You know, that entourage I always talk about that you and I will never have. But all the high taxes that we pay, it pays for a thing like the governor's entourage. So they're going with the black cars. So there's an accident. Walk me through this, Frankie. So there's an accident on the FDR Drive. So there's first responders in their stellar fashion.
Right. I think it was the BQE.
The BQE, thank you. Yeah. And they're on the guy. They're about the truck flipped over. They're getting the driver out. So the governor says, pull over. I'd like to go in.
Yeah.
Go in. Is that what happened?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. But this wouldn't be so outrageous if this
were. The pictures were great. I thought it was great.
That's not the point.
This wouldn't be so outrageous if this weren't the third time that Andrew Cuomo has done this since he's been governor. Last month, he did this.
He did?
There was he was on his way back to
Albany.
Are
there pictures on the local paper, Frankie?
Yeah, there are. And all over social media. 2 years ago or 3 years ago, he and his security detail helped a driver who had been stranded in the snow in Westchester. He was hooking up the tow cables to the car himself. Come on.
Like, stop.
This is what I call this, doing the full Cory Booker. Yeah. It's like,
can we call him and give him these jumper cables in case somebody has a dead battery, the governor can run out.
Who needs AAA? You have Triple Andrew.
Yeah. And Cory Booker went in, with that Mayor Booker of Newark went into it. I thought that was pretty cool that he went in and rescued
a politician by day, superhero by night. Give me a break.
And here's the other thing
you
that
didn't
Cuomo
buy any of that?
Did.
No.
This will make Frank Moreno happy.
I thought Andrew looked great. He jumped off, but after the guy was out, he jumped off of the wreck. I said, this is superhero, man. Andrew Cuomo.
All right, now here's the other thing that'll make Frank happy or sad. Apparently, the governor yesterday also now wants to move the NYPD tow pound that's on the Hudson River on the west side. Why? Oh, it's real estate. We can build something else there. But do they have a viable option as to where the cars are going to go now? Of course not. They have no plan in place. Let's just get rid of all of it and sell the property and build on it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but he's not going to. That's where you put the pound is. The pound,
right?
That's
where. Frank is well familiar with that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Rocky, how are you? Wait, we're going to go to Al the News. I got you on the air here. I got you on my cell phone. Rock, are you there, Dr. Positano?
I am, Dr. Joe.
Good, good. We're going to have a party. I want to have a party with all of our friends that you brought us together with on the radio. And then I want you to pick the restaurant. And we could go to Michael's of Brooklyn or something. And we want to invite everybody.
Well, make clear you want them to pay also.
No, I said, Rocky. Rocky.
That's the laugh of, no, sorry.
I mean, great, Joe. We might as well invite the whole city. Why
not? I thought it'd be a good idea.
Don't leave Jersey out.
Then everybody goes, why is Dr. Positano putting on this party, guys? Because he'll probably pay for it. Because I know Rock. Rock, maybe let's do a thank you party. I'll pay. I'll pay. And I'll get Kimberly to pay. Because how's that good?
That's true. Kimberly could probably help us pay for that.
What do you think? We'll put that together, Rock, with your permission, sir. Is that good?
It'll be a lot of fun. Absolutely.
All right. Just to say thank you. Rock, I love you, man. I love you. Just keep your hand on your wallet, Dr. Positano.
What are you guys up to?
Nothing. We're going to news. We're late. But I said I wanted to call you. They were laughing. They were busting my chops. I want Rock. Rock has to be there, paying or not. I will absorb the expense. But I just wanted to invite you. I want to put this whole thing together. And we'll pick the venue.
Look at it this way. Yeah. When was the last time I ever went to a party that I didn't pay for?
It's so true. Well,
it's true.
Now, listen, I love
you. It's like everybody that we know is America's guest. You know what I mean? Like, oh, sure. Come on over.
Dr. Positano's here? I won't have to pay.
That's down there? Oh, good. We know one thing. We're going to eat well. We probably don't have to pay for it.
Rock, I love you, man. I will call you a little bit.
Joe.
All right, man. Thanks.
My best to the gang and to all of us fellow New Yorkers, New Jerseyites.
Well, we love you, Rocky. Thanks so much. He's the best.
Good to hear your voice.
Thank you. God bless you. Rocky Positano. Hey, we better go to Al Wall. We're going there 6:38. Party time! Party time! Yes! Big Al's got the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
38 degrees at 638. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police are investigating after a Jewish man says he was the victim of a hateful rant on the subway. Yonton Gray says a woman started yelling anti-Semitic statements at him on board a train at Clark Street in Brooklyn just minutes after he left the No Hate, No Fear Solidarity March on Sunday. That's when Gray says he pulled out his phone and began recording the woman, who became angry and confronted him, threatening to kick the phone from his hand. This comes amid a string of attacks against the Jewish community recently in New York City. No arrests have been made. President Donald Trump announcing he'll be visiting the Jersey Shore soon. Public rally is being scheduled for January 28th at the Wildwood Convention Center in Wildwood. Anyone looking to attend can register for up to two free tickets at DonaldJTrump.com. Wildwood is located in New Jersey's 2nd Congressional District, which is represented by Jeff Van Drew, who recently switched from the Democratic to the Republican Party. In sports, Islanders shut out the Avalanche 1-0, while the Nets lost to the Magic 101-89. College hoops tonight, Syracuse will take on Virginia Tech. Pregame at 8:30, tip-off at 9. Right here on The Answer. Sports brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for an annual membership today and give one away to anyone you like absolutely free. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go out to the westbound side of the BQE, right by the Manhattan Bridge. It's an accident. The left lane remains blocked over there. The eastbound Gowan is slowing down up through the Prospect. Ed Koch, 59th Street Bridge, inbound upper level. It's an overturned coffee cart. Expect delays there as well. Getting reports of a slowdown over on the West Side Highway southbound at 125th with a disabled vehicle. Harlem River Drive south, heavy through the 140s. Inbound GWB, that's up to 15. Lincoln 20. Holland about 20 to 25. 80 East, exit 34, heading into Wharton. Getting reports of an accident there. Garden State Parkway North at 138. It's an accident in the process of being cleared. And watch for slowdowns on the thruway. Thruway southbound by exit 12, approaching the Tappan Zee Bridge. Accident on the shoulder. Partly cloudy today, high of 42. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. The brutal cold and flu season is upon us, and the number one flu symptom is fever. So use a thermometer that's proven accurate by more than 80 clinical studies, the Exergen thermometer. See our educational video at exergen.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature, balanceofnature.com. Balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code, The Answer. I'm just trying to shave a little bit so I can get rid of my beard is always so light you never see it anyway. Hey, so when I tell you about Balance of Nature, I tell you because I love you. And everything I tell you, you think it's a sponsor, it's more like a family because it's like we vet everything that we do on the show. We don't just go, hey, you want to advertise? And come on in because we're so oversold that I know we have a lot of commercials. But thank God we have a lot of commercials because we have a lot of great folks that want to get across to you the great products that they have. So when Dr. Douglas Howard came in the studio with his lovely wife, Sue. And you know, you remember that, right? And then Lex came in. And remember Jace, their beautiful grandchild? And then we all went out to a lunch. We went out afterwards. We chatted on the air. And me being a hypochondriac, me having had cancer in 1981, right? I worry every day. I'm a hypochondriac. What am I going to tell you? So now we go out with Frankie V. We go out to Wall Street. And we have a two-hour plus. I have the best time. And I got Dr. Howard's undivided attention. And I'm a hypochondriac. So I'm thinking he's going to run the other way. Oh, my gosh, this guy's asking me so many questions. He knew every question on every medical arena that I would address. You know, from vitamins to supplements to surgery to cancer. What an incredibly knowledgeable guy. Dr. Howard's an internationally renowned doctor. He comes up with the concept of Balance of Nature. And it comes right down to all that medical knowledge comes down to the simplicity of vegetarian capsules. This is a natural food in a vegetarian capsule with 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables. Boom. That's what Balance of Nature is. Doesn't upset your stomach. It's the ultimate antioxidant, as natural as eating mom's broccoli raw. Balance of Nature. And now I pass that on to you because we're all doing it. Frankie's first talked us into it. Al's doing it. Debbie's on Balance of Nature and myself. And then we have this great deal, this New Year's resolution deal for you from the Howard family at Balance of Nature. 35% off. 35% off. Now's the time to check this out, please. 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. It's a New Year's special, so it's not going to last. Please call 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. It's whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables, 100% in a natural vegetarian capsule. As simple as that. It's Balance of Nature. Go to, please, balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code, The Answer.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
A brilliant idea, Frankie. We will reveal that brilliant idea momentarily. But first, I would like to tell you about the ultimate restaurant, Michael's of Brooklyn. You got to go to Michael's of Brooklyn. We're there all the time. I'm due for a trip out there, by the way. And Fred is just a... And John, you know what? It's like going to your house. It's like going to your mom's when you go to Michael's of Brooklyn. That's what it's like. Fred is there. Johnny's there. Mary Ann, Michael himself. All the great folks are there. The staff is spectacular. The cuisine is spectacular. Every time you go to Michael's of Brooklyn, you order something. It's like, when I tell you, I can't describe it verbally. You got to go to Michael's of Brooklyn, have a Duar Nostrin, and experience it yourself. Homemade gnocchi. When I order the homemade gnocchi, and then I say, and Enzo will say, what would you like, Joe? I go, give me the arrabbiata, the Michael's of Brooklyn arrabbiata. So, boom. It's like spectacular. The calamari at Michael's of Brooklyn. Frankie, what's that one that you love? Your favorite food of all time.
Oh, it's an appetizer. Yeah, it's a crab shrimp avocado ceviche, basically.
Frankie Five Burrows, he'll have that before he'll go to his bourbon. I swear to goodness
gracious.
That's
true. It's
spectacular. You got to experience. It's the authentic Italian heritage of Michael's of Brooklyn. You will find nowhere else. This is the ultimate. One of the five best Italian restaurants, not in Brooklyn, not in New York, but in the United States of America. It's a beautiful Italian-American story, and the food is second to none. Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue R and Nostrand. And when you're at the store, I'm telling you, you shop like I shop for the kids, Michael's of Brooklyn. Check it out. You will see all those sauces. Go to Michael's of Brooklyn. The best out of all those sauces that you see is Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic taste of Italy for over 50 years.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com. Dan Proft, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio. It's AM 970, The Answer. Now, we're on TV. We're doing YouTube and Facebook. So you can get us on YouTube and Facebook. You go to am970theanswer.com.
On my Twitter feed at JRZY, Joe Piscopo. And I love all my, you know, they took away 200 followers, bang, like that, on my Twitter feed. You know that, Frankie? Just like that. For some reason, do you ever notice that? You get the lot, and then all of a sudden they call them back. Who does that? Who does that?
Well, I think a lot of people just sign up and follow a lot of people in the hopes that you'll follow them back. And then a lot of it is bots and not real people.
Yeah, really. I'm up a couple hundred. So I keep it very, very tight, but I appreciate the dedicated Twitter following because, you know, it's interesting. The kids, one guy tweeted me, said, could you say happy birthday to my daughter, a guy named, her name was Melinda, and I said, so I said, well, happy birthday. It was so nice. And I'll help out a fellow father. So it was really, really great. So we did that. They really appreciated it. And then our buddy Swag Dad, Rudy V, said, hey, can you do happy birthday to my daughter? And I did it. And it's a nice.
Anybody else want a birthday?
You know what? I'm happy to do it. It's like a nice family that we have. But the kids that I'm saying happy birthday to, who are in their 20s in this case, they don't go on Twitter. I think Twitter's got a, it's going to. It's got a lifespan, and I don't know that it's going to go away. This is the generation, like the I guess the 30, 40-year-olds, the baby boomers use Twitter. The president certainly used Twitter. You know, he's got 60 million followers, whatever he has. But I think it's going away because the young kids, my kids don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild, though?
They're into Snapchat, is that
Yep, Snapchat, and Instagram, still very strong, you know, like that. So you think, on the party situation, now you had a great idea. We should go to.
You want me to say it on the air? Yeah. Well, I said, well, because the cast of people you're talking about inviting, a lot of them work or live in Midtown. So you said downtown you thought might be a little inconvenient.
It's way out of the way. Yeah.
So I said maybe, because they're always trying to get you to do events there and stuff.
Boom.
Maybe we could do something at the Friars
Boom.
Club.
Boom.
Maybe we work out something where, you know, they invite all the Piscopo people and then, I don't know, you do a talk.
It's a great idea. You know what? Because my they've been asking me to go to the Friars.
I know that.
Steve Magley's been asking me to go in, and I want to go in. I just don't have the time to do it. I can't because I'm always working, and they want me to do a whole thing. So maybe I could do a trade-off. Look at me.
Why not? Why not?
And we go to the Friars Club. That would be the historic Friars Club. That would be
great. I
think
that would be great.
And then we have to identify. We have to have a code. Who goes? Should we open it for listeners, too? Listeners,
No, come on. Stop.
No.
Here's why. You've added people from the
station.
How
about station. With a
you're
donation?
Of the show.
A donation.
You're
to,
adding people from Fox.
A
now
donation to Frank
listeners.
Morano. A donation to help offset the cost of the New Year's Eve.
There's not a building. There's not a building that will hold everybody here. You can't just invite everyone.
I think Al might be right on this.
Not a bad
this
idea.
Shocking.
No. Do we could sell tickets, maybe?
There you go. That's an idea.
You know? Now, we're all going to Lorenzo's on March 27th.
Going. That's right.
March 27th, we're doing a reunion of the Perillo Tour.
I know. That's right. With
Debbie,
a lot
is that? Oh, you know what, Debbie? I was going to ask you, if I may. Debbie, and good morning to you, Debbie Duhame.
Hi.
I know Bernadette and Guy from our last Perillo Tour have most of the video, right?
They do. I even emailed Guy about it, but I don't know if he'll have it together, you know. But you know what? I was thinking maybe we can get a bunch of the listeners even to
Joanne,
send pictures in.
Joanne, but we could show pictures. And then wouldn't it be great if I took a time at Lorenzo's, for example, on March 27th, and we'll show like the video from our Italy trip. Wouldn't that be fun?
Video or some pics.
Great. You and I work on that together.
Just another job for us to do. You know, we don't have, neither of us have enough jobs.
I know, I'm in a festive mood.
Neither of us have, we have so much free time.
I'm in a festive mood this morning. Ready to party, everybody. Oh.
So wait, when are we going to this next party? You said that we're
I'm going to try, I think Frank's right. We could go to, you got to make it like Midtown, because everybody's in Midtown. So maybe we go to the Friars Club. I'm thinking, I'll see what I can do. I'll call a couple people, you know?
Make a few calls.
Hey, I'll call some people. Hey, Debbie's on the road, 651 right now on AM 970. The Answer. Good morning to you, Debbie Duhame.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo. Let's go out to the westbound BQE. It's a multi-vehicle accident right by Tillery Street. Left lane remains blocked over there. It's busy eastbound BQE up by the Battery Tunnel and the Deegan South at the Cross Bronx. Watch out for an accident there as well. Over on the southbound West Side Highway at 125th, a disabled vehicle. The Ed Koch 59th Street Bridge, inbound upper level. An overturned coffee cart over there. LIE westbound right past Casino Boulevard. Getting reports of a collision there as well, Joe. Over on 80 East, right by Route 15 in Wharton, that's an accident. One lane remains blocked. Garden State Parkway northbound. Looks like you're building at 138 over in Kenilworth. With an accident, it looks like a 7-mile delay getting through that stretch. And over on the southbound thruway, heading down toward exit 12, it's an accident on the shoulder. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. There are over 400 programs in the Prager store. And now by becoming a Pragertopia Unlimited member, you can listen to every program in the store. Courses, lectures, show segments, even my Torah teachings. Almost everything everything I've ever recorded over the last 20 years, over 1,000 hours of program. Of course, Pragertopia Unlimited members get every radio show since 2009 as well. All commercial-free on demand. Wow. No, this is a big deal. This is truly a big deal, if I'm allowed to say that about my own work. For a limited time, it's only $119 for an entire year to join Pragertopia Unlimited. Get to listen to every show in the Prager store, every lecture I've given, every course. And you'll get a coupon for 50% off the Rational Bible, Genesis, which is autographed. I put my life into these works. They're meant to change your life, open up your mind, and they make a spectacular gift. Go to Pragertopia.com and sign up. Pragertopia Unlimited.
Wednesday night, the St. John's Red Storm head to Capital One Arena to take on the Georgetown Hoyas. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 6:10, tip-off at 6:30. Catch all the action right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Joe Piscopo. I have a special offer alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listeners specials. Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets, all with free shipping at MyPillow.com. 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. It's Walmart's grocery pickup and delivery.
Oh, yeah?
We get the same prices as in-store, but at Walmart, they do the shopping for you.
So it's like a shopping shortcut.
A fairy grocery mother who just shops your grocery list so hard.
A secret sauce that makes running errands a cakewalk.
A life hack that hacks your life to get more life out of life.
Nice.
Use code WOWFRESH and get $10 off your first grocery pickup or delivery today. Walmart. Save money. Live better. Delivery fee applies. Delivery available in select markets. First order only. $50 minimum. Expires March 31st, 2020. Restrictions apply.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Some sun will give way to clouds today. High 43. It'll be cloudy tonight with a bit of wet snow that can mix with rain early. Little or no accumulation in the city, but there can be a slushy coating to an inch in parts of New Jersey and on Long Island. Below tonight, 33 at Midtown, dropping into the upper 20s and some suburbs where some slick spots can develop overnight. Tomorrow, increasingly windy and chilly with clouds and intervals of sunshine, along with a few snow flurries, the high 41. Thursday, sunshine mixing with clouds in the afternoon, brisk and cold, high 34. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe Lumberg. Joe Piscopo, 5 before 7. How are you? Hopefully you're up and you're at 'em and you're moving along on this January 7th, on this Tuesday. Proud to tell you about Trinitas Regional Medical Center. You know, they have that new center dedicated to women together with the Connie Dwyer Breast Cancer Foundation. They recently opened the new Center for Excellent Breast Care, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas. Every woman is treated to the latest in screening, diagnosis, and treatment there, regardless of her ability to pay, by the way. There's even a breast navigator available to guide women through every aspect of their care. This is a state-of-the-art center staffed with a full complement of breast health specialists that feature the latest technology, and most importantly, it's a welcoming, safe environment for every woman who walks through the doors. The staff at Trinitas is spectacular. We'll be broadcasting there, by the way, on March 6th. We love Trinitas. Appreciate my friend Vic Richel for getting us over there to Trinitas, and I know that their high level of caring and compassion at Trinitas is behind this new center, as it is for every service Trinitas offers. If you or a loved one would like to learn more about the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas, please call 908-994-5984. It's 908-994-5984, or visit, please, TrinitasRMC.org.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Weeknights at midnight on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Store. Oh, man, Frank, this is great. This is really thoughtful. Joe in the Morning, 6:57 right now. I have to tell you, Jimi Hendrix, of course. So I've been saying I don't write notes. I got to write notes, and I don't have any stationery to write notes on. I don't have time to do anything. I don't have time to breathe. I don't have anybody really helping me except for Big Mike. I'm kind of on my own, and I like it that way, you know. And Christmas was it was like a production, you know, and it worked out by the grace of God great. But I don't have personal notes to write. Look what I'm going to ask George to go tight on this for 2 seconds. This is, look what Frank Morano got me. He got me personalized card notes that say Joe Piscopo on them. Frankie, this is so thoughtful.
Should've gotten him saying Joe Pesci
with envelopes. Look at that. Thank you, Frank. This is really thoughtful, man.
One other item.
Does it run over the right amount in there?
Wait, is it in there?
Can I do
this?
What, can I open it now?
You can open it, yeah.
I'll tell you what, when we come back, I'm going to tease you because I know that we're going to go into news in a second.
It's not worth a tease.
Chopstick.
Not-
Chopstick.
Not worth the tease?
It's not maple syrup.
All right, I got to open this up. Well, I can't open it. Right. It's going to take me 5 minutes to open
it. It's a de facto tease.
But you know what? I thank you. Frank, that is really great. Thank you. You're welcome.
Enjoy it.
I need that. A little note.
I know.
Every now and then. Oh, look at this. It's a letter opener. I got it.
You're always struggling with those envelopes.
Look at this. A beautiful. And it's personalized. Oh, coming right back at you on AM 970, The Answer.